Why did you decide that you wanted to run for the Burlington City Council this year?
Well, that's a good question, Jason. I actually put a feeler out on Facebook just to see what kind of reaction I would get, because I was thinking about it. You hear a lot of just pain and sadness and anger on social media sites regarding Burlington, and also just being involved with the community and the amount of people that I know. And I said, you know what? I have a great voice, I feel, in the community, and I think that would be well applied to on the council. So I put this feeler out on Facebook. Like, within a day, I had over 200 comments. I had over 300 likes. There was people that were like, we need new blood. We need a new perspective. We need youth growth in the city council if Burlington's ever going to survive. So I felt I'll be up to the challenge to this. This is completely out of my box, out of my realm of normal day-to-day activities, but I figure, why not try? Because I hate living life not trying and saying I wish I would have when I could have. So to each their own on that. But that's why I wanted to run, is I want to take the trust that people have given me and just run with it and see what happens.
What are the traits and characteristics that you would bring as a board member, and what are some of those experiences that you think prepares you to be a city council member?
I think to be a great city council member, you have to be in tune with your own community. I've heard day in and day out, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus at the council, but a lot of people feel that they are untapped to the realities of what's going on in Burlington, and they don't really think of the community themselves, but more themselves with certain aspects, with the finances, the crime, our after-school programs, and again, our youth. I really stress with the youth. I got a chance to sit with Chance Oliver the other week, and he's all about getting with the school boards and really getting our young members who are going to be, you know, soon taking over and living in Burlington. We want to give them a reason why to stay here and just make it a great place to live.
What is that first idea if you're thinking, okay, what can we do to make people want to move to Burlington, make young people want to stay here? What's that first idea that pops up for you?
It would probably be involving getting the crime cleaned up a bit here. I know we are starting on the downtrend. The crime isn't as bad as it was, but we want to sustain that lowness and keep it even lower. I've been doing a few research developments on, like, Cure Violence. They come to certain areas and kind of be mentors, internships of getting involved before things happen, kind of being a preventative crime investigator, I would say. They're not involved really with the police, but we are all interwebbed and tied in with that. And also, to getting the community involved, I kind of had this idea with how everything's set up in precincts in Burlington for voting. I thought it would be kind of need to bring back the Neighborhood Watch program and intersect it with the precinct thing. And we have precinct leaders that report, and allowing our police department to be more involved in the community, like a meet and greet sessions. Because I feel if you have that personable relationship, whether it be a police officer or a pastor or whatnot, the probability of somebody reporting something or just, you know, verbally telling somebody, hey, something's going on here, so there's suspicious activity, I think would definitely reduce the crime. I know there's been talk of hiring six more police officers. I don't personally think six more is going to do anything except alleviate maybe some of the stress the current police officers are inquiring. But again, it's not their fault, because they maybe didn't have the proper training when all this all of a sudden just blew out of nowhere. So I would also support that. I would support some kind of, you know, training involvement and current training to further support our police department. I kind of look at them as like an ongoing training process. You know, a nurse or a doctor, you're always having to be on the up and up of things that change, things that are new, because nothing is ever the same from yesteryear. So you have to always keep evolving with the job within.
Maybe we've touched on it, maybe we haven't. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Burlington right now? And if so, how would you address it? If we haven't touched on it, or if we have, maybe, what's the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is the morale of this town. I feel a lot of people have lost faith because they don't have any faith leaders or any hope leaders to just get their voices across the board. And again, touching base, the reality of what's going on, whether it be infrastructure of the roads, you know, where the city's spending their money at, And also, again, I'm going to touch base on the youth. On the youth side of things, statistically, you know, after school programs and such do decriminalize a lot of, like, juveniles who get into trouble or doing lower in school for grades, if they've got something constructive and mentors and workforce skills that they can apply for their life after they graduate or even during school, we'll have a better successful community. I actually, my husband and I own Big River Popcorn down on Jefferson Street, so I do have a little foot in the small business side of things. I thought it would be really cool to kind of introduce an internship program or like a small business week where we go one-on-one with students and kind of give them another door or opportunity to, you know, explore an option of, hey, you want to be your own entrepreneur, this is what it's going to take, this is how you set it up. And I, one of my favorite shows is Shark Tank. I love the shark guys and girls on there, and there's a lot of people that have great ideas, and I think if we just get behind them, we may have some great inventors and entrepreneurs out there that we're not tapping into.
So it's almost that idea. I mean, if you're serving as alderman, but you're also bringing ideas from the community, bring it. I mean, it's that kind of, for people that maybe you mentioned, people don't feel like they're being listened to, you feel you can be that voice for them to get their ideas before the city and such.
Absolutely. I've been in sales for almost 15 years. I've seen every walks of life come through the door. Being a car salesman, it's a little different. It's more of a longevity process. You get to build rapport in ways that I've never been able to build rapport before. I used to sell cell phones at US Cellular for 9 years. That was more of a quick draw McGraw, get them in, get them out. But we still talked. But this, you get to actually learn about families, and sometimes they bring struggles up, and it's not even anything I've brought up, but you just sit and listen. And with the amount of people that I know in this town and people that know me, again, the trust and the instillment that they believe my voice would be a powerful voice on the council itself. More of a reasonable, hey guys, this is what's really going on here.
Has there been a decision that the council made in the last year or so that you really say, you know what, that was a good idea, I'm really glad they did it, or you know what, that's something I don't agree with? Has there been one, maybe on one on either side, that really stands out to you?
I will be honest with you, kind of jumping into this a couple of weeks ago and getting myself involved, I haven't really been tapped into that. I'm fully behind the Dankwart Pool project. I think, again, that's a great community asset that it'll bring people together. The flood wall to protect our beautiful downtown area is great. Some things that I would like to see from the council is a beautification of our neighborhoods. I think anymore there are certain neighborhoods that are being neglected and kind of look like bruises in Burlington, but there's great programs out there. In fact, I believe Charlie Nichols, mm-hmm. He just came out with that Burlington Block Program proposal. I think that is an amazing thing. I think making these neighborhoods beautiful would be contagious, and I think there would be pride in the neighborhoods. There's going to be a certain sense of pride when they look better and they feel better. That makes people feel better. It deters crime away. It brings people out of their houses. I would like to see more neighborhood block parties. There's just a lot of things that we could be doing, but we're not, just to get everybody involved. And also, I'd like to touch base on, you know, the networking. I know a lot of people, I would like to inter-network people that don't know each other. They know me, you know, from certain different aspects of each side, but I'd like to bring them all together, because a lot of minds are better than just one.
You mentioned the riverfront. There's been a lot of talk. I mean, obviously, the flood wall has put a lot of emphasis. What are we going to do with that area? You've got the port, you've got the auditorium, you've got that land in between. What would you like to see that riverfront look like? Once the flood wall is in, it's got the walls that can be taken out. What would you want to see that riverfront area look like?
I would like it to see where families can go and enjoy a nice stroll like it has been before. I'm not too certain on the whole turning the parking lot between the port and the auditorium into a full park. It looks beautiful, but you get the other objection of, well, you're taking parking away on that. So I just, as long as it's safe and we can protect our properties down there, I feel that would alleviate some of the stress when floods do come. There's costs involved to protect that front. With the auditorium, I mean, that's part of Burlington's history, also the port and the train depot. I just, there's a new livelihood and heartbeat that it's contagious down there in downtown Burlington. You can see it just driving up and down Jefferson and the surrounding blocks. It's just very involved. But yeah, the riverfront, I feel, is an important asset to Burlington. It's kind of our staple with the bridge.
Any other issue that's high for you and wanting to look at if you were elected that we haven't thought to talk about?
No, I think that's pretty much the certain items that I wanted to talk with you about today. I'm sure as the month progresses, there'll be more items of discussion. I'm always trying to keep updated statuses on my city council Facebook page, and I'm open and willing to answer any and all questions if you send me a message or leave a comment on the page itself there. So probably the most important thing I would like to tell the city of Burlington is if you want that change, whether you vote for me or any other of the other candidates, it's most importantly you go out and vote. Voting is your voice. And if you want real change and you believe in a real candidate, get out there on October 10th. Vote for me. But if you don't want to vote for me, please vote for the people that you feel would make a change, because we have some great other candidates. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. There's actually been some, you know, collaborations because we have the same platforms. I think everybody is, you know, wanting to move forward in the good for Burlington.